You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Within 1 or 2 days after school ending, I know both of my kids were like, "We're bored. What are we doing? Entertain me all day."
And it's not cheap to entertain kids sometimes. I mean, there's the old get outside and just ride your bike all day.
Somebody
hardly endorse that.
Well, however, go to the library. It's free. Well, you can't do that every day.
So we were talking to a woman who called us yesterday. I think it was during Rattle Off. And she was talking about out of her five kids, four of them were involved in summer programs. One was off at a week-long camp. I think it was a church camp. And then the others were doing other little activities. And so we asked her, we said, "How much is that costing you?" And she hemmed and hawed at first, and then she came out and said, "Probably at least $2,000. And we tend to think it's probably a little more than that. But it leads to the segment titled, "What Does Summer Cost Parents?"
We're getting by pretty cheap. I thought we were spending more. I texted Nick Knack a little bit ago because she is generally the one that goes and searches things out and signs the kids up for them. Two different basketball camps this summer, VBS for both kids, and a venture camp for both kids. She said about $600 total for both kids. But then I added on top of that another $600 because we did go ahead and buy like a year-long rec pass so we can go to the pool anytime, we can go to the basketball court, things like that. So I'll round up to $1,200 for us for the summer, which not too shabby. One woman, Sherry, wrote in on my Facebook, a sleepaway camp is costing her $3,000 for 8 weeks. And Becca says summer programs and things for the kids, about $7,000. And then she wrote LOL after it. Geek.
Go back to that one before that. Did you say she's sending her kid there for 8 weeks?
8 weeks for a sleepaway camp. So you're just generally, it looks like, just shipping your kid off for the summer. You're not going to see
the whole summer.
The entire summer. See you later.
Huh.
That's intense.
Rochelle says, "I wrote checks 2 years ago for $3,800 for my two kids to be, quote, entertained during the summer. And they both complained that they hated every minute." She says, "Nice to know my investment was so well received."
Oh, my God.
$3,800 just kind of down the drain.
Jeez.
Sarah says, "Our kids love going to summer camp, so they pay for half of them by working odd jobs throughout the year. It teaches them some responsibility and gets them out of my hair for a couple of weeks." I like that idea.
That's
a
pretty
lot.
Good. You know what's funny is my neighbor was going to pay my son Reed like $5 a day or something for a couple of weeks to water her plants while she's on vacation. She's like, "Now keep track of every day that you water and I'll pay you." You know, and he was looking at like $40 or something, and he's been rubbing his hands together. It's been raining every day, so he has had like zero chances to get over there.
Oh my God. That's great.
So we were kind of laughing at him because he was like, you know, big plans on what he was going to spend his money on. And I was like, this is an example of you don't spend money that you don't have, you know, because you
never
know.
What a great lesson.
What'll happen. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
But I just feel for the little guy because it's like,
I know.
It's been raining.
He's rubbing his hands together like, "I'm going to be rolling in it, man."
Nope, it's raining.
Listen to this one from Lena. You'll love this.
Okay.
She goes, "Last year, my boss sent both of his kids to a 5-week camp somewhere in Canada that was like summer camp for rich kids. He said it cost him $19,000 for both of them."
Oh, come on.
19 grand for 5 weeks.
That's somebody that's got money to burn right there.
That's you get summer camp for rich kids.
That's right. We're going to camp. Mommy, when does camp start?
They have people who pitch their tents for them.
Right. Tents? Are you kidding
for
me?
Them. Well, they're tents with air conditioning. And I mean,
they're glamping.
God, that's great. What do you got?
Angela said, "Skills and drills basketball camps taught by actual NBA players, about $1,000 a week for 5 weeks. He better get a scholarship." That was from Hot Angela.
Right.
Let's see here. Wendy, like me, she says, "Membership to our pool. You can do $600 and they can go every every single day, worth every penny.
Yeah.
Alicia broke it down to Elitch Garden season pass for $70, get out pass for $35, camping for $300, and ballet camp for $350. Jenna says, about $70 a month in streaming services. Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu, etc. Ha, 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 I'm a bad parent.
Well, yeah, I mean, plopping them down in front of a screen.
Yeah, you
know,
are a bad parent. And this was kind of funny. John says, I'm going to spend about $4,000 this summer for three kids. Camp, traveling with friends, and yes, boys, a kid's pickleball camp. That's from John. $4,000. Huh. That sounds
I didn't
fun.
Know there was such a thing.
I
but
know.
Of course, why wouldn't there be? Zoe did broke it down like this. She goes, daycares, $1,170 a month. 1 week of summer camp, $260. 2 week vacation, more than I have in my bank account.
Yeah.
And then Sydney, as I work through this, she goes, I work as a short-term nanny for a four-year-old for the 2 weeks before her preschool's day camp starts. My pay alone is a little over $3,000, and I've put almost $500 on the parent's credit card in activities and treats.
Wow.
But since she basically only has 2 weeks of true summer break, I've been told to go all out.
All right.
Man. You know, it's funny. It's, you know, if you think about this, too, there's all of the romanticized part about being a parent, right? You're maybe in your late 20s, early 30s, and you see your friends and they're having kids and they come to your house and they bring the sweet little thing and you're like, oh, this is so sweet. And this is yet another one of those things that people rarely factor in.
Do the math.
You know, with all the beauty of having children. Yes, they're God's
gift.
They're
great.
Yes.
We got to continue the species. Yes, fine.
But you really got to factor in.
Do the math.
You know, it's not just paying for diapers. It's once they get to a certain age, it's like you got to entertain them for a summer.
And it's not only, yeah, paying for everything in the summer. It's juggling your work schedule and having the kids around and
somebody
watching them. And I just read a stat the other day, just right here in Colorado. It's like $20,000 to $30,000 a year in some cases to raise kids. Just here in Colorado. So do
and what is that including?
Just
like all the stuff we've been talking about?
Daycare, clothes, food, you know,
30 grand.
Everything, like 30 grand a year just to raise a kid.
And that's why, you know, we did that show many, many years ago about, you know, is it worth it in a household with two working? Is it worth it to have both parents and a two-parent household working? Or do you actually lose money when you factor everything in with the daycare and the cost of going to work and the lunches and the blah, 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 blah.
You lose money, you lose sanity.
Every time we've ever done that segment, we've had people who write in and say, oh, my God, you open my eyes. I actually lose money.
Yeah.
By going to a job to make money.
That's right. Yeah. But it gets you out of the house, right?